didn't they build a flue with heaters? But oh, your old houses more or less had your fireplaces.
Mm-hmm. And then what would they have to take the smoke out?
You had a flue and this thing, it was made round. What was it called? But it was made out of something like brick or stone, but it was round. You see like that one side that pipe could go in, and it was fixed on the other side. Mm-hmm. It was an opening for a pipe to go. Of course, you had your heater on one side and your cook stove on the other.
Oh, I see.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So best I can think, I guess flu. I really don't know.
Well, now the older houses have chimneys on them.
The old, real old houses. Back.
What would they be?
A brick.
Uh-huh. And
that's when they had, you know, your great big families, and more or less they would have a. Because I remember my husband's aunt was in a house, and hers was a big four-room house with an upstairs. Where everybody went to eat on Sundays. Everybody. The community called her Aunt Fanny, Aunt Fanny Woods. And there was a hallway down between there where, you know, they used to build. Have you all been out where you seen where they build houses or seen in pictures?
Yeah, with the hallway in between.
That's
right. Yeah.
And you could go.
I've heard some people call those dog trots or something like that. Have you ever heard that?
I think
I've heard them call something like that.
I don't remember.
But now, do they call them chimney? Would that be, they call those things that build on the outside when they had a fireplace? Would they call
them? I think so. That's all I can remember is chimney.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when they had, like you've seen houses, I guess, with fireplaces, what would they call that open place on the floor in the front of the fireplace? There'd be maybe stone or and do you remember sometimes the fireplaces would have a sort of a shelf across it for people to, they put like a clock or something on it, maybe a vase or something. What do they call sort of a shelf built across?
I haven't seen too many fireplaces now, because that would be where your older people, but I do remember Aunt Fanny's house.
Yeah, I was
wondering. That was one of the real old houses. She was one of the real old ladies on the plantation.
Have you ever heard it called a mantelpiece or something like that?
Yes. You bringing things back, I forgot.
But that's what I was wondering. Have you ever heard the old people call it something like that?
That's right. Ooh, you got me digging and thinking here.
Well, what about now when they would have to clean out the fireplace? What would they have to do?
I don't know because I've never lived in a house.
Yeah, but what about in a stove that burns?
Now heater, where you have your ashes, where you have to go in there so often with a shovel and shovel those ashes out and take them out and empty them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about that black stuff that forms on the end?
The soot.
Yeah, did they have to clean that out?
Yeah, I remember my dad used to do that. Take those pipes out before winter time and beat them and beat that soot out. Back in the, what did they call it? They didn't say soot, they said soot.
Oh, they did? Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be more what they would have said. Yeah. You got a visitor? In the old houses, what would they have like in the way of, what would they have like to sit on? You said, of course, they're like in the front room, for example, what would they have to sit on when you remember from your girlhood?
It was more or less a straight cane bottom chair and the ones that could